And I want to ask you this morning, where do you measure up? Are you one of those who never read at all? Are you one of the 60% who only read once or twice a month? Or are you part of that small minority who are serious about the Word of God because you recognize that the Word of God contains the will of God and you so want to know the will of God that you're spending time in His Word?
Good evening, listeners. We greet you once again in our soon-coming Savior's precious name, and we invite you to listen with us as our pastor, Brian Grant, brings a message from God's Word. One of our favorite mottos we live by here at Germantown Christian Assembly is that God's message always comes from God's Word. And this evening, Pastor Grant will take us to the book of Proverbs, sometimes appropriately called the Book of Wisdom, to bring a message that uncovers unchanging principles of God's infinite wisdom for achieving and living the abundant life. Pastor Grant's main text will be taken from Proverbs chapter 3 and verses 1 through 10. So if you have your Bibles, please turn there and listen as Pastor Grant brings a message from God's Word entitled Principles for God's Guidance. Here now is Pastor Grant.
A man was seeking God's guidance for the new year, and he decided that he would follow something he saw a pastor do. So he got his Bible, he closed his eyes, he flipped open his Bible, he took his finger, and he decided that whatever verse his finger fell on would tell him exactly what God wanted him to do. So he went through, opened, closed his eyes, opened the Bible, put his finger on the verse, and when he looked at the passage, his heart sank. It was the story of Judas hanging himself and his bowels gushing out. That's not the way to find God's will. Believe it or not, people do that though. But that's not the way to find out God's will. And this morning, as we start a brand new year, I've interrupted our series on the seven signs of Christ to bring you a message which I'm entitling Principles for God's Guidance. Because I believe if there was ever a time that we needed God's guidance, it's right now. Years ago, I remember visiting an amusement park, and I went on one of those rides that turned the riders over, upside down, over and over. And have you ever been on one of those rides? I can still feel it in my heart. It turns the riders upside down over and over and over. And by the time we finally landed, yours truly, I could not walk straight. I could not get my balance. I was like a drunken man. I was staggering from side to side. And as I reflected on that, as I was preparing, I thought, what a great description of our society. Because we're living in an upside down world. It's as if things have been turned upside down over and over and over. And I've come to discover that it's not easy to walk straight in this upside down world. Do I have a witness here? Is there anyone else who has discovered that it's not that easy to walk straight in this upside down world? That's why we need God's guidance. Listen, listen, listen. Only the God who keeps fish fresh in the salty sea can help us to walk straight in a crooked world. So as we start this brand new year, I want to share with you three principles for God's guidance, and they're right here in Proverbs chapter 3. The first principle I want to leave with you this morning is that God guides us when we are committed to His Word. God guides us when we are committed to His Word. You may say, I've heard that before, but God wants you to hear it again. God guides us when we are committed to His Word. In verses 1 through 4 of Proverbs 3, it says, my son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands for length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. And so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. God's will is revealed in the Bible. So to get God's guidance, we must study the Bible and obey it. Amen? Oh, young person, I want to make sure you got that. That God's will, his mind is revealed in his Bible, in the Word of God. And if you're going to get his guidance, you must not only study the Bible, but you must obey it. Number one, studying the Bible must be a priority. Studying the Bible must be a priority. One of the biggest challenges facing the Christian church today is that many Christians are biblically illiterate. We are doing everything we possibly can at GCA to provide opportunities for you to study the Bible, but can I be honest with you? Not everybody in our church has a desire to learn the Word of God. And I want to suggest to you that it is a tragedy, but many Christians are spiritually illiterate. And I wonder if perhaps there's somebody under the sound of my voice this morning. And if you're honest with yourself, you would have to admit you are quite illiterate biblically. And as a result, people can say anything. I turn on the TV sometimes to see what preachers are saying. And to my amazement, I'm surprised how many hallelujahs, praise the Lord, they can get when they preach false doctrine. When you pick a verse totally out of context, you make a message of it, and everybody believes it's the Word of God because they don't know the Word of God. I challenge you, young people and older ones, you must get into the book. In 2015, Lifeway Research found that 60% of regular church attendees read the Bible only once or twice a month. Did you hear what I said? 60%, once or twice a month. We're not counting reading in church. And sadly, many churches, you wouldn't read it there either. Because the preacher, he opens the Bible, he preaches, he reads one verse, and that's as far, as much Bible as you're going to get from that message. My friend, listen, 60% of church attendees read the Bible only once or twice for the whole month. But get this, here's what the research found out, that one of every five churchgoers say they never read the Bible at all. One of every five say they never read the Bible at all. And I'm saying, that is such a tragedy. And I want to ask you this morning, where do you measure up? Are you one of those who never read at all? Are you one of the 60% who only read once or twice a month? Or are you part of that small minority who are serious about the Word of God because you recognize that the Word of God contains the will of God and you so want to know the will of God that you're spending time in His Word? Dr. Warren Wiersbe said, obedience to the Word can add years to your life and life to your years. It's interesting what verse 2 of chapter 3 of Proverbs says. Verse 2 says, for length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. So Warren Wiersbe capitalized on that. Obedience to the Word can add years to your life. But I like the last part of what he said. It can add life to your years. You know, some people live long, but there's no quality of life. There's no depth. There's no connection with God. There's no fellowship with God. There's no walking with God. And I'm here to tell you, my friend, you are missing out badly if all you do is have resources and a long life. If you don't live a life that is connected to God. Oh, I pray that today you would want to have that type of life. A life that has not just years, but real life because you're connected to the God of the universe. But not only must we study the Bible, studying the Bible must be a priority, the Bible must be engraved on our heart. The Bible must be engraved on our heart. The Bible must not just be in our head. It must be hidden in our heart. Notice what verse 3 says. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. It's good to read the Bible, but listen, we need to have the Bible engraved on our heart. Now, how does this happen? Psalm 119 is a very interesting and important psalm. As some of you know, it has 176 verses, making it the longest psalm and the longest chapter in the Bible. What is fascinating is that all 176 verses have something to say about the Word of God. Did you know that? Every verse, all those 176 verses of Psalm 119 speaks about the Word of God. Turn there, if you don't mind, to Psalm 119, and I'm not going to read all 176 verses. Somebody say amen. I'm not going to read all, but I'm going to read, what about 50? Let's pick up at verse 97. You don't have to worry. Psalm 119, verse 97. Oh, how I love your laws, the psalmist says. It is my meditation all the day. You, through your commandments, make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. That testimony, that's the word. They're my meditation. I understand more than the ancients because I keep your precepts, your word. I have restrained my feet from every evil way that I might keep your word. I have not departed from your judgments. That's the word of God. For you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, the psalmist says. Sweeter than what? Honey to my mouth. Oh, he really loves the word of God. Amen. He says, through your precepts, through your word, I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. Your way is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Don't miss what the psalmist said in verse 97. In verse 97, he says, I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. Oh, I want you to pay attention to that word, meditate. Because if we're going to have the Word of God engraved on our hearts, we must meditate on the Word. What is the Word? We must meditate on the Word. This word meditate, the Hebrew word that's translated meditate, means the revolving of a subject in the mind. It's the revolving of a subject in the mind. It's when we allow something we're reading or thinking about to revolve in our minds. By the way, the word that's translated meditate is the word that describes a cow chewing its cud.
Stay tuned for the conclusion of today's broadcast. To help with your personal walk with God, Pastor Grant has made available printed outlines of today's message with all the scriptures referenced. For your copy, please visit our website, livinggodsway.org. That's livinggodsway.org, or call our office at 215-242-5550. Once again, 215-242-5550. And now, let's return to Pastor Grant for the conclusion of today's message.
How much you know about a cow chewing the cud? You see, when a cow swallows its food, the softened food is called the cud. The cow eats that food, that softened food is called the cud. And after it has swallowed the food, somehow that softened food is sent back to the mouth and it's chewed again. And then it's swallowed again, and it's chewed again, and it's swallowed again, and it's chewed again. and it's swallowed again. The chewing and swallowing goes on for 8 hours. The scientist tells us it's an average of 30,000 chews. 30,000 chews, because it is squeezing out of the cod, out of that food that it has taken, it is squeezing every bit of nutrient. And the Bible uses the word for a cow chewing its cud to help us to understand what God means when he says we must meditate on the word, because he wants us to realize it's something that is constantly revolving. I am meditating on his word, the psalmist said, all the day long. Amen. The things of God and the word of God is going through his mind. He's chewing on it. He's in his car, if he had one. He's chewing on the word of God. May God help us that this might be our experience, where we are thinking on the word of God. You see, the society that we're living in has tried to block out the opportunity for us to meditate. I hope you're realizing what's going on. Our society is doing everything to make sure Christians don't meditate. You have every distraction. And now, you see, in my earlier days, we didn't even have, back in my day when we were boys, we didn't even have a TV. You say, Brother Brian, what type of place you lived in that you didn't even have a TV? No, we didn't have a TV. We didn't even have that distraction. But now we have TVs in every room. We got stuff in the car to make sure we're distracted. We got cable. Because, of course, just regular TV doesn't have enough distractions. So we've got all sorts of other channels. Oh, I'm paying. I can't give an offering to God, but I certainly can pay for whatever that thing is called. You know what I'm talking about? All these extra channels. So I can be distracted. This morning, he's trying to just be as, I'm trying to be as practical as possible to help us to recognize that what we are doing to ourselves is making us get further and further from God. This morning, God wants us to understand that if we are serious about getting the guidance of God, number one, the guidance of God comes when we are committed to his word. And so I want to ask you, before I go any further, I want to ask you, sir, madam, young person, I want to ask you this morning, as the Spirit of God speaks to you, are you willing to come to God and say, God, it's me. Yes, God, I have not been as committed to your word as I should be. And in this 2018, I want to be different. But secondly, not only God's guidance comes when we're committed to his word, but God's guidance also comes when we are submissive to his ways. When we are submissive to his ways. In verse 5 of chapter 3 of Proverbs, it says here, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Listen, Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6 are two verses that every Christian needs to memorize. Did you hear what I'm saying? These two verses, every Christian needs to memorize. And I'm going to ask you to say them with me right now. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Let's all repeat it together because it's on the board. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. We must always submit to God's plans for us. Put that down in your notes. We must always submit to God's plans for us. Amen? We must always submit to God's plans for us. If we want God's guidance, we must choose his plan over ours 100% of the time. Let's be honest, this is not easy. Because we love our own ideas. And sometimes if we're not careful, we try to convince ourselves that our idea is really God's guidance. A preacher was on his way to work and he was on a diet. And so as he was approaching the donut shop, he started praying. And he prayed. He said, "Lord, if it's your will for me not to eat any donuts this morning, please make sure there are no parking spots in front of the donut shop." After 4 or 5 donuts, he said, "Isn't God good?" He said, "Isn't God good? He providing a parking spot right in front of the donut shop." And he said, he says, "On only my 8th trip around the block." He went around the block 8 times until the spot opened up. We will try and fool ourselves that we're following God's will. But I want us to be serious. God wants us to get real this morning. Are you really serious about following God's ways? Are you really serious about following God's ways? I want to point out to you this morning that God's ways are far superior to our ways. God's ways are far superior to our ways. In Isaiah 55, God compared his ways with our ways. And here is what God said. Oh, I hope this morning that every person is with me. If you're feeling sleepy, tell your neighbor to keep nudging you, because God has some stuff. God has some things he really wants to communicate with us this morning. And in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8 and 9, let's read it together because it's right there on the board. What does it say? "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts." Oh, I don't want you to miss the comparison. God doesn't just say my ways are higher than yours. He says, as the heavens are higher than the earth. Are you with me this morning? Amen. It's not even close. And so for whatever reason, we seem to think we got it all together. My ways are so good. I'm going to do things my way. And God is warning us this morning that your way is not even close. And so this morning, if we want to be serious with God, we need to realize that we must follow his ways 100% of the time. Do you believe that's what we ought to do? Oh, that's weak. So why is it that we often put aside God's ways and do things our ways? Let me share some practical ways, things we do. It's not unusual for Christians to attend church very irregularly. Have you noticed that? We come when we feel like. You see, we can always argue that we can watch church online. Or we have, it's cold. You're not the ones who are away because it's cold. Of course I have to go to work if it's cold, but I don't have to go to church if it's cold. Let's be for real. The folks who aren't here, for them it might be the cold, but for you it might be rain. Or you're here this morning because, but if it rained, you might not have been here. If you had some other opportunity, you might not have been here. And I want to suggest that we need to be serious. God says, "Do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is." That's God's way. And I want to suggest to you, my friend, if you want to get serious with God, if you want God's guidance, you need, and I need to make sure I am committed to following God's ways 100% of the time. My friend, Jesus loves you so much that if you were the only person in the whole world, he would have died just for you. No matter what you've done,
Jesus wants to save you. He wants to forgive you today. You say, Pastor Grant, what do I need to be saved? You simply need to trust the Lord Jesus, repent of your sin, and turn to Him. You may pray a simple prayer like this. Dear God, I'm a sinner, need your forgiveness. Thank you that Jesus died for my sins. Please cleanse me from all my sin. I receive Jesus Christ into my heart as my personal Savior and Lord. Please help me to live for you from this day forward. Amen. And my friend, if you pray a simple prayer like that and mean it, God will hear you and He will answer your prayer and He will save you. I hope you'll do that right now.
Thanks for tuning in today. If you received Christ or if this program was a blessing, it would be a great encouragement to hear from you. You may call us at 215-887-4750 or visit our website, livinggodsway.org. That's livinggodsway.org. And remember to ask for our daily devotional, The Word for You Today. We'd also invite your partnership in this life-changing ministry. Gifts can be made through our website or by writing to us at 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. The address again is 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. We invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 10:45 a.m. It will certainly be a pleasure to meet you. Now, until next week, on behalf of Pastor Grant and our entire church family, this is Steve Washington reminding you that there's no better way to live than to live God's way.